There we go. Okay. It works much better with the microphone active. Now, at this point in time, we turn our heads back to Emma Epperly and the spokesman review for Spokane, Washington. And we have a headline. Former Pasco police officer sentenced to 25 years for the 1986 killing of Ruby Doss. Article up, of course, as we said, by Emma Epperly. Emma Epperly has been on it. Ruby Doss's four daughters have spent their 38 years since their mother was killed struggling to make sense of the tremendous loss and how it affected their lives. On Monday, they got closure and justice. Quote from her daughter, Lakisa, I think that might be the pronunciation. She says, we're putting a period on it, and we cannot give him any more time. Further quote from the Superior Court Judge, Jeremy Schmidt, said, the erasure of her and the impact that has had on the family for 457 months, no number will ever fill that gap. End quote. Ruby Doss was found beaten and strangled off of East Sprague Avenue on a rainy January night in 1986. Investigators quickly ran out of solid leads, and the case went cold until 2015, when Aguirre's DNA from a rape kit in an unrelated crime matched the DNA on a condom found near Ruby Doss's body. Aguirre, who was in the U.S. Air Force at the time of the killing, but later became a police officer, was arrested in June of 2015. Aguirre was first tried in 2021, but a jury could not reach a verdict, and the judge declared a mistrial. At his second trial, which began in November, Aguirre opted to forego a jury, allowing Schmidt alone to decide his fate. Schmidt, Jeremy, found Aguirre guilty of first-degree murder on December 26th. Aguirre maintained his innocence. That is to say, he kept lying about it. At the sentencing Monday, Ruby Doss's daughters spoke via a Zoom call about how the loss of their mother at such a young age affected their lives, saying, quote, I'm not sure how much he understands that he was such an eraser. He changed the trajectory of my life and my sister's lives in such a major way, end quote. Walker, that would be LaShunda, LaShunda Walker, further said that she had hoped to hear Aguirre take accountability for what he did, but without that, she still feels justice has been served. Latasha Fowler has a few memories of her mother, but she has lots of moments when she wished her mother had been there, from birthdays to her wedding, to the birth of her children and grandchildren, saying, quote, I would give anything for a chance to know her, end quote. Latoya Doss, who was a child in Spokane when her mother was killed, said the unsolved nature of the case has left her and her sisters without closure. Saying further, quote, this is not just a loss for me, but a generational loss. Each day we are haunted by the memories of her laughter. She was a bright light extinguished too soon, end quote. All four sisters asked for the maximum punishment allowed by law. Aguirre had to be sentenced under the 1986 law, which left Jeremy Schmidt with a range of 20 to just over 26 years. The prosecuting attorney, by the name of Larry Haskell, questioned asked Jeremy Schmidt to sentence Aguirre to the maximum, largely because of how extensive Doss's injuries were. She was a sex worker at the time, working in the notorious East Sprague Avenue area. He said further, this was a brutal crime. And then we have Todd Maybrown, who was Aguirre's new attorney for his upcoming appeal, argue that Aguirre lived a productive life since Doss's death and was young at the time she died, a factor the court must consider. He also noted Aguirre, being a former police officer, will be a particularly vulnerable inmate. Oh no! What is we gonna do? I don't give a fuck. Continuing. While no one spoke in court on Aguirre's behalf, his fiance, it's an interesting choice, by the name of Raimi Meyer, wrote a letter saying her 7-year-old son is very close with his dad and prays for him to return home. I don't give a fuck. Continuing. Saying, quote, I know at this point, she refers to him as Rich, that at this point in Rich's life, everything revolves around and is focused on that little boy. Kind of like Ruby Doss and her children. She was doing sex work to feed her children while her husband was out doing, I forget what work he was in. God, these articles are so far and few between. Sorry about that. Continuing. Maya said Aguirre is an honest and reliable partner. She asked the judge to consider their family when sentencing Aguirre. Aguirre's sister, Lisa De Ruyter, tough to pronounce for me. It's Ruyter. And she made a similar request letter, things of which I have absolutely zero interest in. The judge, Jeremy Schmidt, said he considered all the factors both parties brought up before deciding on a 25-year sentence. The year and a half reduction from the maximum was due to Aguirre's age when he killed Ruby Doss, the judge said. And handing down the sentence, Mr. Schmidt addressed the Doss family, saying, quote, I hope this brings some finality for you and your family. You are her legacy that will be remembered. It is done. It is done, folks. Before I even knew a swap existed, I was covering this story like I had first covered it back when I had a podcast. No joke, the name of the podcast was Father Teresa's Wine Cellar. That's what I called my program because I'm a marketing genius, I guess. Yeah. And when I saw I think it was an op-ed that was written by Janet Mock, a trans woman out of Hawaii. And Janet Mock had mentioned something about New York police arresting women for having too many condoms and just trying to find any way to target sex workers or assume someone's a sex worker. And I started looking into this stuff and I was like, holy shit. And I come across the Ruby Doss case. And obviously, cause I was going into 2015 and I'm already interacting with Phoenix Kalita at this time. And then I hit up Phoenix Kalita like, you know about sex work and sex worker stories. And Phoenix Leader came in, started covering the story with me. And think that's 2015. It's 2024 now, 9 years later, and we are closing this one. And it's so ill that we're closing it as I am here literally hired to do this podcast for Sex Workers Outreach Project. And that is something that I can be proud of, and I can tip my hat digitally from a distance to Ruby Doss's surviving family and wave a middle finger at Mr. Murderer-ass Aguirre, a particularly vulnerable inmate. Or so I have been told. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.